And so I think up next we have Jacqueline Smith. And Jacqueline is internationally known for her star and animal communication, her light linguistics, and for being an author. She's been communicating with star beings, interdimensional beings, and animals since childhood. She continues to communicate with a wide variety of star races, including dolphins, mantis, and many others. Also, she assists people with processing their experiences with star beings and helps them to connect with their star family. Jacqueline is a hybrid and spends a great deal of time on the starship as a child and has hybrid children of her own. She performs light language sessions to people, and she can bring through their star being music along with their light language. She activates a person to be more authentic and open to communication with star beings and to speak light language. Jacqueline's the author of Animal Communication and Star Origins and Wisdom of Animals. Her newest book, which will be out soon, is Star Beings in the Mirror, My Journey as a Hybrid. And actually, let's see, am I able to share my screen? Yes. And this is Jacqueline's new book, which has absolutely beautiful color. Wonderful. So Jacqueline, can you go ahead and unmute and join us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. So I think I'll just start with sharing some of my story. And when I was still in my mother's womb, my mother was taken aboard a starship, and the Tall White Zeta Masters injected me while I was in the womb with a cocktail of seven different kinds of DNA. So, from various races. And so they genetically altered me. And so my life really has never been the usual. And like most hybrids, it's been a challenge to be here and to work through some of those issues. When I was probably about two or three, I was on the ship in school many, many nights, and was often on the ship pretty much until I was about 17 or 18, although I still visit the ship now. And the Tall White Zeta Masters are my star parents in this life. And so I loved being on the ship, and one of the, I think, the most important things to mention is that it was unconditional love. And I knew that I was loved on the ship. The Tall White Zeta Masters were the key beings who I interacted with, although there were many other races on the ship. There were grays, there were Arcturian Zetas, there were mantis beings, there were plant-like beings who were from other universes. And so I, as you know, from very early childhood, I had this incredible family who were all these beings and who were all different. And they all spoke, or telepathically, different languages. So actually, I started speaking light language when I was 3 years old on the ship, or we could call it star language or star light language with the different beings. And so it was one of the things that I loved to do the most, because light language is very uplifting, it's very joyful. And all of these beings came from a place of unconditional love. So when they spoke to me telepathically in star language, I always just felt blissed out. And so I would speak back to them telepathically, but I would also speak it out loud. And so so the beings, I really do consider them to be my family. And on the ship, there were, on the walls, I call, you know, holographic walls, because the ships are organic and they are not really material, they're holographic. So there was star languages or light languages on the walls of the ship. And when I was like 3 and 4 years old, what I would do is stick my fingers into the light language beings on the wall, because they really are conscious living beings. Light language, they are conscious living beings. So then they would come off the wall and dance with me, and they would flow through my body and around my body. And it was just amazing experiences. And they also taught me a lot about themselves. And I could hear them speaking to me. And so that was just wonderful, wonderful experiences. And as I grew up on the ship, because for me, it really was home, because I was there almost every night for many, many years. And in school, there were 8 of us. And some of us were from different countries and that, but we could all telepathically communicate with each other. And so in the classes, we would learn how to create balls of light, and then we would play catch with these balls of light with each other. And then we also learned how eventually to create something we wanted to create from that ball of light. So I could create an image of a cat. It was actually not physical in the sense of as it is here on Earth, but physical in the sense of light, how the light language or the light density was on the ship. And there isn't much density, but you can feel into it. There is a certain density to it. So we would have great fun creating, you know, cats and dogs and whatever we wanted to. And we also had the wonderful experience of the star beings taking us into space, or we could call it another dimension. And so it was, we were like in this bubble of light, but we were like floating in the middle of space outside of the ship. And the beings, the tall white Zeta masters and Zetas and Mantis, they were our teachers, and they were teaching us about time and space. They were teaching us about how we could travel and be anywhere we wanted to in an instant. So I have that ability today to just, I can be wherever I want to in an instant. And so they also talked to us about Earth, how beautiful Earth was, how much they all loved Earth, and how important it was for us to be paying attention to what they were saying. So each individual in our group had like a different purpose. They were going to be fulfilling different missions. So with that, you know, we were all individually taught as well, and supported for what we were going to be doing as we grew up on Earth. So for me, I've been an animal communicator 40 years professionally. And since I was a little girl, I've been communicating with animals and star beings. I remember being in the crib and my star families being around me and speaking telepathically with me, letting me know I was going to be okay. They were trying to help me adjust into the body and into Earth, to the Earth plane and that. So that was, you know, pretty much I've had contact ever since I came out of the womb, and actually before that. But so I consider the Tall White Zeta Masters, again, as my star parents. And my star mother, whose frequency is Amitha, spent a lot of time with me. And Zazu, my star father, also spent a lot of time with me. And what I'd like to share about that too is they were, they do have emotions, and they definitely would hug me. Amitha would hold me, rock me. She would sing me songs telepathically, like lullabies. And so that was, you know, just amazing to have those experiences early on. And so, but adjusting to Earth definitely has its challenges. And so like many of the hybrids have talked about, the density on Earth to me could seem like walking through mud. And because on the ship there is no density, there is no time, and it's just light. On the ship is just light, there are no shadows. And so it's been quite an adjustment. It's taken me a while to get the swing of being in the human body. And, but I think I've pretty much gotten that by now. And so, but they worked with me because, you know, again, the density was a challenging thing. Just being on Earth was a different thing because many of my lifetimes have been spent as star beings. So being human, yes, I volunteered. So they probably enticed me here by, you know, telling me about chocolate sundaes or whatever. So, I knew, I've known for many, many years what my mission was here. I've always been connected to animals, to nature. And actually when I was probably 3 or 4 years old, my mother was hanging up laundry, and I was listening to this tree sing, because trees sing. And I said to my mother, I said, well, this tree is singing, you know? And she said, well, silly, trees don't sing. So, but I was also singing back to the tree. And so some of my talents and skills went underground for a little while, because when a parent tells you it's your imagination or whatever. Little kids listen to that. So anyway, so that was one of my first experiences in regard to nature, but I'm in nature as much as I can be in nature because it supports my soul. It nourishes me in my mind, body, spirit, soul. So, and nature is all a part, is a part of this, of all the seeding on Earth. So actually all the beings here are star beings. Actually I wrote a book, The Animals Asked Me to Come and Share All the Star Systems That They Were From. And so that was an incredible experience for them to share all that. And I am able to see who they are as a species, and I'm able to do that with people when I look at them as well. I can tell what their species is and that. So I think on the ship also, I loved it, and I would like float. It wasn't walking, so I would float on the ship. And everybody did. And one of the great thing gifts too was being able to interact with the hybrid children on the ship. So they would come into our class, those of us who were hybrid and chosen to be on the ship, to learn various things like levitating, being able to create life forms with our fingers with light and things like that. And so the hybrid children would sit with us in our group, and we would sit with them in their group, and we would be in a group all together as well. So I have about 40 hybrid children or so. Love them all. And so I chose to be a part of the hybridization program. And they started preparing me for that when I was about 14 or 15. And so there are many ways that can take place. So I did carry a couple of the children, but then they took the children. And then they started taking a strand of my hair because my DNA is in my hair. And I said, this is much easier. And so it depends on the race, but they all have their different ways in terms of creating hybrids. And I do consider myself as a bridge, as a hybrid, and am able to talk from the human perspective, but also from the star being perspective. So I think that's one of the gifts, being hybrid. When I was talking about some of the struggles, the density, and just really waiting for people to awaken, to have the patience to do that. And some of the other gifts that come with being hybrid that are wonderful are the animal communication. I'm clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, and all of that stuff. So that's just the way it's been in my life. And to me, those can be gifts, and I choose to use them in service when I'm working with people, and being able to be a guide in that way. So I have 7 different, as I mentioned, DNA codes or whatever from 7 different races. So mine are from Quabar, which is my original star origin when my soul had its first expression, which is a collective. They have now ascended, they are pure light. And they were pretty close to light in my communications with them. They were pretty close to the light anyway. And I also have a dolphin-like aspect to me. Mantis, a lot of mantis, tall white Zeta masters, celestial, a chameleon-like being, and Arcturian Zeta. So I've been able to connect with all those aspects of myself and integrate them. It was not a piece of cake. And so they kind of all came in a bigger way at one point. So I communicated with each aspect, and as I was integrating them, they were integrating me. So with them being these other aspects, you know, I'm the one, you know, again, looking from their perspective, they could see me as the other star being or the star being. And in reality, there is no other. There is no other. And we're all one, and we can meet a star being, and it's an aspect of ourselves. So I think that's some of the highlights of that. And also, I think for hybrids, what's really important to remember and to know is that, you know, we are here to offer our frequency to Earth, to others, to help raise the frequency, the DNA of humanity. It's also true that all the beings on Earth, their DNA is being raised and shifted and worked with as well. And so many of the animals in this world are very highly evolved beings from other planets. And so when I was a child, Quabar and Zazu and Amitha would take me into a room on the ship, and it was white light again, but in the middle of the room was like this incredible geometric form or shape that we would step into. We could call it a portal. And we would just travel with our consciousness to wherever we wanted to. So I had the wonderful opportunity to meet, I call them animal-like beings, wolf-like beings, and cat feline races. I met one who had been my mother in another lifetime, a feline humanoid star being. And as I mentioned, the wolf-like beings. So people, you know, I know it's enough to think about being hybrid and humans, their DNA shifting. But we need to remember that all the animal beings and the other beings, they are souls and they are evolving too, even though they're in a different form here. So I spend a lot of time with the trees, a lot of time talking to the trees. And also every day I am communicating with my star family or other star races, the mantis, and or others who might come in. And so I really do, this is my life, that every day I am speaking star language, light language, and really connecting to those who I consider family. There are a lot of star races that I consider family. And I do feel much more star being than human. That has been a challenge, and understanding, like others have mentioned, what purposes are for war and power and greed and disagreements over beliefs and words. It's kind of beyond my comprehension why it's that way. And so it does make it much more challenging, I think, for a hybrid to be here, but also to remember the gifts we have, like many speak light language. And we have the gift of being in touch with our star families. And a lot of people do not have that gift at this moment, or I should say they're not conscious of it. So I learned a great deal on the starship, and the light language was a real focus for me. And light language is light. To me, it is a cosmic communication. And, you know, however we say it, words limit what it is. And so, but light language is, again, the light language is alive. It is a consciousness. And so the light language symbols would communicate with me, as I mentioned, on the ship. Light language shifts the DNA, and it does work on the cellular level as well. And it can actually quicken things for people. I do light language sessions with people, and it's I get to hear about some amazing results that people have, that they receive healings, or patterns just fall away and shift. So the the light communications or light language really works in mind, body, spirit, soul, and bypasses the mind and ego. And so that, to me, that's a huge gift, because there's no way, again, to put all of this into words. It's impossible. It's an energy. So when I work with someone, I speak a number of different star languages. So the star beings know what that person needs, and I bring that through while I play singing bowls. And I just allow it to happen. I'm just the conduit for it to come through. And people tell me that they feel very uplifted after we do the sessions. And so light language very much is the next step in our evolutionary process, because it is shifting the DNA. And it is opening our hearts. It's uplifting us. It's, and again, it works on the cellular level as well. So when I work with light language with someone, we always set an intention, because it's cool to just have an intention to go from. So someone might say to me, I have this health issue, or I want to release anger issues, or I want to feel more confident, or I want to be more in touch with my guidance or my star self or whatever that might be. So I write them all down, and then I have what I call a mother singing bowl, and I play that, and along with other singing bowls, and it sets a nice intention for the focus of the light language to come through for that person. So I'm light language is joyful. It uplifts us. It again, I speak light language every day, and I walk through the forest speaking light language to the trees and the flowers and the birds, and they get it. That's the cool thing. They get it. And not long ago, I was taking a walk and speaking light language to a rabbit. And the rabbit sat there and turned and looked at me, which is unusual for a rabbit to do. So the rabbit was receiving the light language that I was speaking to him or her. So, and animals respond very, very well to these light communications because they're tuned in. They're not trying to process things with their mind, and they don't have to worry about the ego. That's, you know, that's very much a human thing. And to me, it is a heart-to-heart language. It's everyone can speak light language, and I'm going to be doing an activation here pretty soon. But I wanted to also mention that light language can come through singing, dancing. It can be spoken. It comes through sounds, toning, through the hands, using light language, just coming through the hands. It can come through in whatever way, you know. And I do draw transmissions from the star races. So those all activate as well as speaking the light language. So there are a number of transmissions at my light language store that are multidimensional. Even though they are drawn on paper, they are multidimensional. Many people will hang them up in their homes, and that energy actually fills their house because it is multi-dimensional. So if I'm working with someone who's has dolphin energy or mantis, there are transmissions that I have drawn that they can actually purchase and work with the light language as well, inviting the light language to work with them to set an intention, whether it be working with something on the physical level or whatever. And so these are all beings from other star systems. And I've been working, I have hundreds of transmissions that I've drawn. And to me, it's great fun. Again, I'm just the conduit. I just sit and draw. I can be sitting and looking out the window and my hand's moving and I'm drawing these transmissions. And the light language clears us. It helps us to integrate all of our multidimensional selves. So it works on all levels. It aligns us. And also, it to me, it just enhances one's whole life. And I've woken up at night sometimes speaking light language or star languages. So it's, to me, again, it's very joyful. We can release old programs, and all kinds of things can take place with these communications. People globally are really opening to this, and many, many people are speaking the star and or light languages now, and some understand what they are, you know, what they are speaking. Some do not. I don't see it really being relevant to really understand what a star, you know, what the star language is saying, because our souls, our bodies, our mind understand it. But often the star, when I work with someone, the star beings do come through giving that person messages afterward. So I think what I learned, kind of jumping back to the ship for a moment, one of the greatest things that I learned very early on, when I was in my 20s and that, and again, I was already doing what I was here to do with the animal communication and working with nature and working as a psychic, and was to remember that the most important thing always is to live from the heart. And all the star beings that I have communicated with talk about living from the heart and really taking time to be in touch with the heart and the soul, and to allow our souls to express in creative ways. I'm very into creativity. I think it's very, very important. Again, some people I work with start drawing their own light language, symbols, all kinds of things. And I've worked with people who start painting their star families, and I get to see that. And so to me, there is a huge opening at this time with the light language, and people also getting more in touch that they are star seeds, that they're not from Earth, and or being hybrid in the bigger sense, we are all hybrid. And so I think, you know, it's just phenomenal how many people are speaking light language at this point, which is great. And so we're in this evolutionary jump yet at this point. And so I think that, again, living from the heart is one of the most important things for us to remember. I also want to mention that star language or light languages also heal animals. I've done some work with healing animals as well as people. And many people tell me when we are speaking light language that their animals are in the room with them and really responding to listening to me speak light language, that, you know, they get kind of blissed out. And so I think that's really fun. And that's a real gift that we can offer. Again, everyone can speak light language, and I work with all of that. Obviously it raises our frequencies, and on every level, the multidimensional selves. So I did want to mention too that on the ship I was told, I can see it because I'm able to see myself holographically, is that I have multidimensional DNA. And so that DNA looks, I don't know how to explain it. It's different. It's just very etheric. So they had shared that with me as well. I think that as a hybrid, it took me a while to come out and talk about it all. But I think what's important about that is for all of us to share, so we can all start connecting. And again, sharing our stories, which we all help each other. So I think that it awakens. I think, and again, all the beings on the ship spoke these, you know, communications or languages telepathically. And I can hear them now. When I work with someone doing a session, they're speaking to me star language. They're not English. So I'm listening to them speak the star language. And I don't really focus on interpreting, but if it comes through, I do. And I do have the ability to do some interpretation in that. So I would like to share something I've been working with for the last couple years. And I call it Star Music. And you can check it out at my site, where star beings came to me. And I have a keyboard. And I call it a co-creation. And they just started playing their star music through me. And then what I've done is added their star language to that music, which really enhances it. And all of it definitely activates someone so that they can really connect with that race. And so I have a number of free light languages on the site, and I have a couple, a Lyran one called Star Shimmer, and another one that came through another aspect of me from Lyra, because I'm living there and having a lifetime there, came through as a Dauphin High Priestess. So I just started speaking that language, that star language, and then intermingled the story in English with that transmission, which I'm just offering that as a gift at my site. So there's all these different ways of being able to do that. And I really resonated well when I heard Mary Rodwell talk yesterday about the young man, I think his name was Matthew, and she played a bit, he was on a keyboard, playing the DNA. And so with the star music that's coming through me, they told me that's what they're doing, is that it is the DNA. It shifts the DNA just by putting simple music together with these light communications. So I'm really excited about that. And I thought we would do a light language activation and I don't ever prepare for these things because I never know who's gonna come through. So I'd like to kind of just guide us in beginning with this activation. Okay, so one or more might come through. Again, I'm not sure, I never know. So what I'd like everyone to do is to just take a deep breath and relax and ground and just feel your whole body beginning to relax from the top of your head through the tips of your toes. Just feeling your feet as though there are roots growing out into the earth. And just feeling very comfortable and very safe. And all you need to do, if it's comfortable, is just open your chakras and open your heart. And just open to receiving what's coming through for you, because this activation will open your heart, will help you to continue for your chakras to get aligned, and who knows what else it might do. So, okay, so if everyone would just close your eyes and again, take a deep breath and just be open to whatever comes through. Anna, Oteina yeida, lokeleki ananatea, ushiina loloia no zaia yeoda, uleina lianada de jacar macariita la cacai, unian coe, maria coe no teguiata ye, udaciacateo gutea, tauteo maraia, ushikeana la lekiga. Moliata yatali yatali yakila ukode kurataza usiki kutamakiana usiki liya na 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 kiyakai uleya maleya la la iya na la la hiya na ha udeya na shakari yata na la tata shakari yata ina na la la zakiyo kuema udeyi uleya katatea Moshiki alalale ia 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 ia. Look at ia ia. And everybody, just take a deep breath. Keep your eyes closed. Just take a deep breath. And ma'u moko e inaha olete e ininininina marhaya omeki ia tahi ia tahi ala usu naha uke ina naha ushiki ina naha neyoka. Anaka iana. Hey everybody, take a deep breath. That's the mantis. Just, they do clicking and sounds. So just feel that. Just feel that. The important thing with this is to feel it in your body, to just take it in, to feel it in every cell of your body. Oma te ye talaha, mole di te na na la, mosia te ye yo ma ye yo na ya. Ule iana iana ole na na ye. Iako ieta maha ikia. Ushiki amakari iki yata. More te 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 naha. Ai o u sha me ita lato. Waki ina koe te henata. Umaka ita litiri kiriana. Musi te ina na na na. Musi te ishiki ire. Sukuru kuriti naha, mokaita nana, doriita reata, umale, uya koe anata, uya utaieta, uya oea, uete yeta, shukuela kalita, makiataita, ushike ananana, na kieta ta. Na, and just take a deep breath. Ukuri ya ta ta. Unana na kia kaya. Usha kia kikia. Ukuri ya ta te amahaya di te. We all just send our blessings of love and light. Ushikuri eta to dora kiyata to everyone who is here today. Shukura turiti ya ta ta te ya koi ya na ta. We thank you for your service, and for being willing to speak your truth. Amana utariyata, ushikuriyatariyatata, umadaditiya, ukuriyatanaha. We are always present, shukura, and supporting the earth in our own ways. Shukura, umateiyatoliyakuriya, energetically, ukuriyata. And with the frequencies of the DNA. Shuku umate I umate te te kia kariatata umatata utatati yaku umara umakayatata. Everything is shifting at a faster rate. Shukuta shiki kiki 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 kiki. So cool. Remember to ground and be in your heart. So cool. Ananata, shiku unanataya, ruta, remember your origins. Sa, tala, Thank you. So when you're ready, you can just open your eyes and take a deep breath and be present. And if you can, you might want to drink some water because these really do work in a very powerful way on very deep levels. It may or may not sound that way, but light language, the communications are very, go very deep and do lots of activations. So we had the Tall White Zeta Masters here, who were the last ones. The clicking is the mantis. We actually started out with some star beings from the Laran system. So I think I want to thank them for coming through. And they love us all unconditionally. And I think, again, that was one of the greatest gifts I had on the ship as a child, was being loved unconditionally. And no words can ever describe it. So I don't know if anyone has any questions, or Sheila, questions or whatever.
Hi, that was beautiful, Jacqueline. Absolutely beautiful. And if people are interested in learning light language, they can get a hold of you and you can work with them to help activate that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. At www.jacquelinesmith.com.
Wonderful. Let's see. We have a couple questions here. It says, wonderful story. Thank you for sharing, Jacqueline. This is from Hera. It says, could you please talk a bit about the wolf beings?
Gosh, okay. Well, the wolf beings that I got to visit when I was a child, again, just trying to give some context to this, the wolf-like beings look like to me to be about 15 feet long. They were large beings. They do look very much like wolves, but their energy is not exactly like the wolf on Earth. But as I was saying early, the animals here on Earth came from these kinds of star beings. So and to come into the physical, they have to, I don't know, working with the DNA, and that they chose the form. But the wolf-like beings are very loving, very benevolent. They do a lot of healing work. They're very joyful. These beings really care about Earth. And so we could say they're working interdimensionally with the Earth, with wolves and other beings on the Earth. And that's true with a number of races, like the mantis. The mantis beings can look through the eyes of praying mantises here on Earth to monitor things. So the mantis don't look exactly like praying mantises, but very similar, except they're upright and they don't have the claws. And so, but the wolf-like beings are, very kind-hearted, just it's an original energy. You know, look how much breeding we have done with dogs. You know, we have altered who they were meant to be. You know, we've altered their DNA and to meet our needs. So, but the wolf-like beings are not that way.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Sheila.
As always, no matter how many times I hear your story, I hear something different and new and love it every time. So
thank you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. We'll see you later then.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.